Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. I thank you and bless the Lord that you called to join in on Crown Talk and Drums Radio with the Holy Spirit and myself. This is an early Sunday morning. Just putting this time in your schedule as we talk about Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, once again. Hallelujah. This broadcast hour is for such a time as this ministry, and my name is Theresa Cunningham, and I thank God for giving me the ability to teach and encourage others about his truth, his living word that brings that very life of himself, the Zoe life of himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With, the pandemic still lingering around and hadn't heard too much about the monkeypox and all that. The RSV, the flu, and, earthquakes, fires, floods, wars, teenage crimes and killings, and just so much going on, the gun violence, mental instability, the gas and the food prices on the rise. I mean, just so much. Young children, old, you see things when you're out, even in the marketplaces, you see the young children just telling their parents what to do, just a disrespect to parents, the elderly, even older adults, even disrespecting their parents and even themselves, because when they're doing that, they're disrespecting themselves and life itself. It's just so much going on in this world. There's division in families, and it shouldn't be so much there on multiple levels. I guess the word I can use, it's just crazy, and it makes no sense. And it appears, as you're looking at all this, that all of this is on the rise. All we can say is, but God, as we continue to trust him and take him at his word and what he says, he's still going to have the final say in every single situation, in every single battle. I just thank him for that. I bless him for that. But God, that always should be an equation in our mind, even when we find the final equation in our thought processes, when we see situations or something pops up in our immediate situation, our family. But God, hallelujah. So if ever there was a time, hallelujah, for, godly encouragement through the word of the living God, and fervent prayer, because we know the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, they avail much. Hallelujah. They're dynamic. They're powerful in their working. Amen. And if there's ever a time for that that's needed in this world, it is today. That time is now. And I just thank you. And I hope you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you and me today. I'm just going to speak shalom, peace unto you as we go forward in what thus saith the Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can call you our Heavenly Father. Thank you for this miraculous brand new day. Hallelujah. It was a miracle when you woke us up to see a brand new day, and we just thank you for that. We don't take it for granted. I know I don't, God. I just thank you, Lord God, for this new day of your mercy where we're not getting what we do deserve, this new day of your grace, for we're living in the dispensation or the time of your grace where we're getting what we do not deserve. God, we thank you. You're so good. You're so faithful. We don't take it for granted that you woke us up. We're in the right state of our mind and our thinking and our thoughts. Hallelujah. We just ask that you come in and engraft us in our minds today. Hallelujah. Lead us by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us, the use and the activity of our limbs. Our senses are in operation. Hallelujah. We can see. Hallelujah. When I woke up, I could see, God. the darkness and a glimmer of light. I thank you, Lord God. We can smell and hear and taste and feel. God, we get another opportunity, as we talked about it last week, to breathe the breath of God, to breathe your very life. God, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you provided for us. A miracle of your provisions, oh God. And we just give you praise. It's so much that we can just give you thanks and praise for. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up this morning laying on a cardboard box trying to keep us warm. God, you have us in houses with roofs over our head and the temperatures in our thermostat we're able to turn up or turn down. God, we don't take that for granted. Hallelujah. Help us not to, because we take so many things for granted. Hallelujah. Help us, Father, even the more. And now, Holy Spirit, I ask that you and I come together to encourage, hallelujah, the saints of the Most High God. You are welcome to infiltrate this time. Hallelujah. While we're in your presence for such a time as this. Hallelujah. We just bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, this morning, hallelujah, we talked about so much going on in this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the times, hallelujah, during this time that we're ushering into the season of Thanksgiving and Christmas that this world celebrates. You know, it's on our American calendar, Lord, and we just thank God, you know, for this time of the holidays. But you know, the world, when they look at it, they talk about the holiday, they looking at it in a way just to celebrate and party and, you know, all that, and we're just good. We want to celebrate life, but we want to keep it intact. Some people talking about how much alcohol they can put down and drink, and even doing Thanksgiving, talking about how much food they can eat. That's not what it's about. Hallelujah. And I just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Even when these holiday seasons come up, the world even amplifies. You see it on the news. And when you turn it on, they talk about depression even the more. Lord have mercy. That's what the world is talking about. And some people may fall into depression or whatever. But my question is, what I want to ask us is, what are we talking about during this season, during these times? What are we talking about even the more during these times? Hallelujah. It's not a time to amplify depression. What are we talking about as God's kingdom citizens? Amen. Are we joining in with them and helping to amplify the depression? What are we doing? Or are we acknowledging and recognizing that regardless of what's going on around and whatever comes into our sphere of influence, of someone being negative or having issues or problems going on in their life, what are we doing? Are we still sharing and expressing the love of God? Because see, that's what this time is about, even thankfulness. Amen. As we're coming into Thanksgiving this week, yes, it's being thankful. This is a constant lifestyle. The scripture tells us in everything, in 1 Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. For guess what? That's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, us. That's what we're supposed to do. Not for everything, but in everything, throughout the situation. We have to get to a place where we can constantly learn to give thanks to our Creator. Amen. In the midst of whatever may be going on. And I just thank God this morning. That's what he sent me to encourage us about. He first was talking about the gift and being thankful. Hallelujah. The being thankful in the gift or the blessing. We have to do that 365. You know, when there's leap year, 366 days of the year, I don't care what comes, what may come, we have to have the lifestyle of being thankful. Amen. And I just bless the Lord this morning as he wants me to encourage us. Because when I'm encouraging you, guess what? I'm encouraging myself. I have to encourage myself in the Lord over and over again. Hallelujah. I don't, you know, I thank God he's allowed me to be what you want to say, maybe your own cheerleader. We all need others, yes. We need one another to encourage one another, to help build one another up. That's what we're supposed to do. But I thank God he's given me the tenacity or the attack to be able to even encourage myself. I look in the mirror sometimes and talk to myself and tell myself what this word says. Amen. I don't know if you do that. No, I'm not crazy. We just pray, thanking the Lord. I'm in my right state of mind. And I thank God for that this morning. He helps us to encourage even ourselves in the Lord. To God be the glory. The scripture we want to come out of this morning, going to start out with, is in Hebrews. Amen. Hebrews, the 13th chapter. And the 15th verse, as we talk about being thankful in the gift / the blessing, to God be the glory. Amen. Hebrews 13 and 15. And yes, I'm going to break into this, maybe give a little explanation. But this scripture reads in the King James Version, by him, who is him? Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God sometimes when things are conducive. No, this scripture says continually. Offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, to God be the glory. Amen. And this scripture is talking about above it, before it gets to that specific verse, it's talking about the priest offering the blood outside the gate of animals unto, you know, for the sins of the people. But then it talks about Jesus, who came and he offered his blood, hallelujah, his blood, hallelujah, that he suffered without the gate, didn't need any animal sacrifice. He was the ultimate sacrifice. To God be the glory. And I thank him for that. So because of his shedding blood, his shed blood that he shed for him, we ought to, we must offer the sacrifice of praise. Sometimes it is a sacrifice because you don't feel like praising the Lord. Well, guess what? It's not about what you feel like. Me either. It's about doing it, hallelujah, and being obedient to what the word of the Lord says, hallelujah. We're even encouraging the Psalms over and over throughout the Psalms. We know David wrote most of them. I know at least 75 of the ones that are there. He wrote most of the Psalms. Psalms 113 and 3, very familiar passage of scripture, one of my favorites. I say it all the time. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And I just thank him for that. His name is to be praised. We can look at nature, hallelujah, and see how the trees clap, how they praise the Lord as they're blowing in the wind. We can hear the birds chirping as they're singing song and praise unto the Lord. The scripture tells, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I heard a little sermonette yesterday. I was listening to something. I clicked on it by mistake. Well, maybe not by mistake. And I heard that we can, everything can praise the Lord, but are we truly worshiping the Lord? We can praise him with our lips. He wants us to do that. He knows what's in our heart. Amen. And he wants us to be thankful. Amen. We have to bless him. But a true worshiper is what God is looking for. One that worships in spirit and in truth. But we have to be thankful, saints of God. We have to. It has to become a lifestyle. We can't do it whenever we just feel like doing it. This scripture we just read said continually. And sometimes it is a sacrifice. Hallelujah. But we have to continually allow the praises to be the fruit of our lips. But you know what? It's only going to come out from what's on the inside. So what are we putting on the inside? Hallelujah. That's what I asked, the question I asked us, because I asked me too. What are we talking about when we're hearing about all this depression going on during the holiday season? It gets amplified. You already hear about it. We've been hearing about mental instability really has been taken up a notch. We're seeing it. It's being recognized even the more. And you know, when it gets on the news, they amplify it. And I keep saying, they amplify things to put fear in people. But we're God's people. We have no right for fear. It's a spirit, and it brings torment. Hallelujah. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and that sound mind, that right mind. See, we're able to discern the difference, or we should be able to, hallelujah, discern the difference. When we hear it or we see it, we're able, our mind should reflect on what the word of God says. Amen. That's being thankful for God even endowing us and giving us his word. We're thankful. It's a gift. And if I was going to offer you anything, hallelujah, as we're coming in to the season of Christmas, where we're celebrating the birth of Christ, that's the world. They put that on the calendar. But that don't mean it's so, that his birth, that he was born on December the 25th. No, that's the time the world, and it's so commercialized. They think it's all about the toys and the gifts that we should be given all the time. This is a lifestyle as believers. But if there's ever anything that I were to even offer you as we're in this season, in this lifestyle of Thanksgiving, and then this Christmas is coming right behind it, amen. If I were to offer you any type of gift, it would be God's word. That's what I have to offer you, the word of God, his truth, hallelujah. When we continually confess God's goodness, his mercy, oh God, when we continue to talk about it, continue to bless the Lord, hallelujah, give him praise, faith continues to rise up on the inside of us. I know it rises up in me. When a situation going on, I go off sometimes, a whole lot of times in prayer. It might catch me off guard for a few seconds. But the next thing you know, I'm praising God. Hallelujah. Yes. Got to get any type of heaviness, any type of heaviness that tries to come on us and saturate us. It's up to you, me, hallelujah, to give praise, hallelujah, to release that spirit of heaviness. That's a spirit too. Comes right along with that spirit of fear that God has not given us. And I thank him today, hallelujah, that I have the confidence in him, hallelujah, and what his word said. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. To God be the glory. When that faith rises up on the inside of us, and the reality of God, his love, begins to, you know, spring up in your spirit, you begin to recognize how much he loves you. You begin to recognize the gift. Hallelujah. We're talking about being thankful in the gift, the blessing. What's the other gift? Jesus. The gift that God sent to us. Oh, yes. The blood that he shed for us. We have to keep that at the forefront of our minds, saints. Hallelujah. During this time, this season we're in, depression is not our bread. It's not our bread. We should not be eating it. We should not be thriving on it or meditating on it. We should be meditating on what the word said. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Even as we continue to just bless the Lord, there's so many things are running through my mind right now. It's like I can't think. I'm thinking faster than I can talk. And I just thank God this morning. But when you bless the Lord, it just brings honor. Who is it bringing honor to? Father God. when we bless Jesus. We're bringing honor to him because we're believing what his word says. We're magnifying him. We're magnifying his love. We're magnifying his mercy. Even when someone keeps messing up, say it's one of your children, just keeps messing up over and over again. But what do you continue to extend? Mercy, love. That's what we do as saints of God. And when you see situations, when you run into situations, when you're in the marketplaces and you see people, you know, women or young girls or whatever, cussing out their children, it just throws me off for a moment. Lord, I have to just go walk into that presence because I know God's presence is there because it's right with me. It's on me. It's in me. I just have to go walk his glory down that aisle. I have to do it. If I don't say nothing out loud, I'm praying. But a lot of times I'll say something. I say, how you doing? I break, I stop it. I change the spirit. That's what we are. We shift the atmosphere when we go into a place where so much mess is going on or like seem like it's chaotic. We shift the atmosphere. I thank God. Amen. Because, you know, we're working from home a lot. And now a couple of days taking vacation days. I'm only working in the office maybe 2 days of the week so here lately. And when I go in to the office, they said, there she is. But see, they're not welcoming me. They're welcoming the presence of the Lord. It's like they're so happy to see my presence, but it's God's presence. To him be the glory. And I'm glad I'm there to make a difference. Because I hear conversations because we're sharing offices and we're hearing a few cuss words come out every now and again and then apology comes behind. It's okay. I thank God. We ought to thank God. Sometimes when we're in a den of thieves, you know, that's when God is using us and we want to get out of it so bad. We want to get out of that place so bad. But God is using you in that place. He wants his glory to be revealed. He's sending us to nations. That's for such a time as this. That's what he did with Esther. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my gracious, my phone. That's why I normally turn my phone off. That little thing heard me, thought it was calling for some to look up something. It's sitting over here by me. Hallelujah. This smart technology. But anyway, that's what Esther did. She saved her whole nation of people. There are a nation of people that we must reach individually as a collective body, yes. But individually, we have a nation of people to reach for the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God and building up his kingdom, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said if he be lifted up from the earth, which he was, he resurrected. That's the way I look at that. He would draw all men unto himself. And he's drawing all men to himself. That's twofold to me. If he's lifted up from the earth, he resurrected. If we're talking about him amongst us, we're out and about, hallelujah, our daily lives, he's being lifted up then too. He will draw all men unto himself. He said he'd do the drawing. If the Holy Spirit doesn't do the drawing, men, women, boys, and girls won't come. Thank God for the Holy Spirit using us as his mouthpieces, as his feet, as his hands. Hallelujah. Yes. It's outside the walls, saints. We go to the walls to get what we need. Hallelujah. To get encouraged, to get built up. But outside the walls is where the work is. Amen. It's not about me, mine, in this house. It's outside the house. That's where the work is. To God be the glory. Amen. And I just thank him. That's where the field is. That's where the harvest is. Hallelujah. We know the scriptures so much. We can say it so much. Hallelujah. The harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. We want God to thrust forth the labors into the harvest, into the field. The harvest is out there for us to bring men, women, boys, and girls in to the kingdom. The Holy Spirit's ready to draw them. He's ready to draw them in. He uses us to do that. To God be the glory. I'm just talking about being thankful, talking about in that gift. in the blessing. That's all I have to offer, is the blessing, God's word. Amen. That's all you should have to offer. That's what we should be talking about when it comes to hearing these conversations of depression. We don't want to join in on those conversations. We want to be the opposite. Amen. Amen. Had you hear about when couples join together, they say opposites attract. Amen. But it's something that attracts them together. Amen. What is that something? Whether they recognize it or not, when it comes to believer, it's the spirit of the living God. Amen. To God be the glory. And then you see, when God brings a couple together, or they begin to recognize, you see where your shortness is or his shortness is, you see how it all comes together. How he's building you up where you're down, and you're lifting him up where he's down. Because remember, the woman's not the man. He's the help meet. Amen. But in God's eyes, we're equal. Hallelujah. But there's still an order. To God be the glory. Amen. And I thank God for his order. Amen. God is going to always have an order. Amen. And I thank him. Hallelujah. For order. Praise God. Amen. I just thank the Lord, because when we talk about him and his blessings, you know, when we praise him as the great God that he is, amen, he's the great God, he's God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, amen, when we talk about him and even him giving up his son, he gave him up because he loved the world so much. Jesus was already there residing in the presence of God, amen, and he sent him here in human form to be that example for us. Amen. I want to be like Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're patterning our lives as we read the scriptures. Amen. Throughout the scriptures, old and the new, because it was talked about, prophesied of him coming in the old, and he manifested in the new. Amen. And we thank God that new covenant of the blood, the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we get to participate in it. We get the hope of having eternal life. Amen. That's a blessing and something to be thankful for. I'm even reminded, you can be reminded, because the Psalms were written so many by David. He was a man after God's own heart. He knew how to praise God. He learned how to praise him. When he was out there tending the earth, the flocks and the sheep, when he was out there in the field, he was out there seeing and experiencing God. He learned, hallelujah, when everybody else was calling him an outcast and didn't look to his own father. Oh, he just tends the sheep. So he was the one picked, handpicked by God. Amen. So we can't even look down on ourselves, because guess what? You were handpicked by God. He chose you even before you were conceived in the womb of your mother. I thank God for that. He knew what our life was going to be. He knew what all the steps and the decisions, good, bad. He knew the decisions we were going to make, but he allowed us to make them. But we learned. Hopefully we learned from, especially the bad ones. Amen. Good decisions always going to put you far and ahead of the game. Amen. That's something my husband used to always say. You want to make decisions, hallelujah, that's going to put you ahead of the game. That's using wisdom. Hallelujah. And yesterday came to my mind when I said, my husband, 7 months since he took his last breath. God, I thank you. He was a gift. Hallelujah. To me. My gift. He's still a gift. And in my thankfulness, I did something yesterday, and it just came to my mind as I was sitting there. I went to get my nails done, and this may sound a little quirky to you, but not to me. And my husband's favorite color was navy blue. I told him, I said, well, I'm from navy blue today. And then I said, this is a time of Thanksgiving. I said, my husband, in honor of him, I want a navy blue polish. I said, and on my little ring finger, I always do something a little different. I said, put a bow there. I said, that's my ring finger. I said, my husband was a gift to me. We take gifts so lightly. There was another scripture God gave me. As I was thinking about that, and I was in the nail shop, I'm getting a little filled up right now. But as I was thinking about that, I said, God, I saw a different situation going on. I got my hair done, and my hairstylist was talking about a situation, and I just let her know, you're not appreciated as a gift. I didn't realize I was talking about a gift all day, off and on. So I said, people don't realize the gifts that God placed in their path. They want to disregard it. They want to take lightly. We can't do that. Another scripture is coming out of Proverbs 17 and 8. And it says, a gift, something that you give or reward, is a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. A gift, something precious that a person has in their hand and they can give it, it's very valuable to them. When a person is giving of their time, of themselves, giving every goodness of them that comes forth, because guess what? All of us have bad in them. But every goodness of what is in a person, you know, sometimes we can focus so much on the bad, we don't see the good. That's the gift of what that person is bringing. Gift, we're extremely blessed, whether we recognize it or not, with the people that God has allowed to come into our circle. Are we taking the advantage of them, or are we seeing them as a gift? God said children are a gift. They're an inheritance. Hallelujah. The scripture talks about gifts over and over and over from the Old to the New Testament. Gifts are precious. Sometimes people can take a gift and use it for a bribery, use it for evil. But when we as God's people see these gifts in our lives, we have to honor, cherish, nurture. If someone gives you something of themselves, they're giving you the gift of who they are, what they have to give. It's up to us to nurture that. Not talk about it, talk it down, but to nurture it, to cherish it. It is a gift. No, we don't put anything above God. He's always first. But what he's given us to manage, to watch over children, you know, and it bothers me so much when you hear and see of the sex trafficking that's going on. How can, and then hearing of situations on one of the prayer lines that I'm on, you're hearing of little babies just being taken advantage of. Little innocent babies. What's in the evil mind of the people? The person who's doing it, you know, or whatever, messing with that baby. Lord, have mercy. Children are a gift. So that's why I said, if there was anything of a gift that I have to give to anyone during this season, it would be God's word. That's the greatest gift that there is. Because someone can have financial crisis. You can give it, but if they, I'll give them $1 million. But if they haven't gotten wisdom and gotten spending down under their belt, that $1,000 will poof, be gone. It's going to be spent unwisely. But guess what? When you give the word of God, his truth, it never quits. It never runs out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God's word never runs out. It continues to do what he sent it to do. He said his word never returns unto us void. It does exactly what he accomplishes it to do. But the only way we're going to be able to operate in it, remain thankful through it, amen, in the blessing or the gift, hallelujah, is we're going to have to get in it, study it, meditate in it. If you just have to meditate on one scripture throughout each day, it will begin to come alive in you. And at the moment you need it, the Holy Spirit will bring it to you. He does it every time. God doesn't lie. It's the truth. He might give me one scripture to start out, but multiple scriptures come forth. That's the way he operates. And I love him, and I thank him for that. He's faithful. He's good. He knows what he's doing in our lives. He knows how he's doing it. He knows what it takes for us to even get to the next season or the next phase in our walk with him. I'm sorry. I'm tapping on stuff. I'm excited. I'm sorry if you hear some other little noise. I'm trying to keep myself still. I stood up one time, but I sat back down. I just thank God. Talking about Jesus excites me, and I can't help myself. And I don't apologize for that because I love him. And I want everybody else who comes in contact with me to love him too. Amen. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm just encouraging this broadcast may go to someone who doesn't believe yet, who's not a believer, you know, who's not walking after the things of God and has not accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They may know about God. They may hear about Christ. They may hear about him, but don't know him, have not had that private or that personal encounter with him. And that's what it takes. Amen. To just love him. Because you see, we see so much how much he loves us. We see it over and over and over again. And we can't help but share it. I know I can't. I can't help but share it. Amen. And because of God's word, you know, it's what makes things happen in our life. If it wasn't for his word, because his word is life, his word brings life, his word just illuminates things. And it's you know, it's that lamp to our feet, that light to our pathway. And I may have shared that before when God had given me that revelation of that. It's twofold. You got lamp and you got the light. Amen. The lamp, when you turn it on, there's the light. It's illuminating. Amen. If that word of God is a lamp unto our feet, you turn the light, your feet is not going to just go anywhere. And the path that you go on is not just going to be in any path because the light is illuminating it because the light bulb has come on. You know, darkness will never, never, even in science, darkness will never overpower the light. Never. So what you think about God's word? Darkness will ever, never overpower you. His word will forever stand. Heaven and earth will pass away. But guess what? God's word will forever stand. That's all I have to give is his word. So if we get to the point where we're continuously giving God's word the full attention that it needs, we need to give God's word full attention. That's the meditating and studying on his word day and night. Amen. We'll have good success. We'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water, continuously springing forth life, continuously flourishing. That's what the word does. Amen. We have to study and meditate on it. Amen. We have to study his word so we can rightly divide it. A workman, we won't need to be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. And who are we accountable to in that scripture? God, not man. God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. Some people leave that part out when they say that scripture. They leave the most main ingredient out. Study to show yourself approved that you can rightly divide the word of truth. No. Approved unto who? To God. We can't leave nothing out. He said take nothing away and add nothing to the word. Amen. We have to take it for what it says. Amen. We are extremely blessed. We have the gift of the word. We have the blessing to constantly share. There's another passage of scripture I wanted to, Psalm 119. I just want to talk about that just a little bit before we finish up. I have that scripture marked. 119. And I'm going to read these few verses out of the Amplified. have had as the gift of your grace and as my reward, that I have kept your precepts. Amen. I have kept your precepts. Do we know what precepts are? That's the rules that's intended to instruct us, our attitude and our behavior. Yes, that's what precepts are. I have kept your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful and gracious to me according to your promise. I considered my ways. I turned my feet to obey your testimonies. Yes, my God. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked have enclosed and ensnared me, I have not forgotten your law. It doesn't matter what comes. We have to continue to bless the Lord. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear, revere, and worship you, and of those who observe and give heed to your precepts. I believe we're giving heed, saints of God, to the precepts of God so we can think right, so we can have the right attitude, so our behaviors will be right. Take that word to help us to do that. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy and loving kindness. Teach me your statutes. Amen. Well, what is the statutes? That's the commandments, the laws. That's the, what those things that are written for our learning. Amen. Amen. Teach me your statutes. You have dwelt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your promise. And I'm going to end at that. That was Psalm 119, verses 56 to 65. I just thank God this morning. We are blessed. We have the gift to give away. We have the gift we have received. We have the gift that we can give away, the word of God. The gift we receive is Jesus. The gift we can give away. Amen. I don't care what's going on, what season of life we're in. As I talked about, the holiday season should be holy days. Holy days. Hallelujah. Not amplifying depression or all that's going on in the world. Not amplifying, hallelujah, the gas prices and the God still won't see us through. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He gives us everything that we need. I don't care where there's a shortage. In God, there's never a shortage. We have to trust him and believe him. Amen. We have to be extreme, because when extreme measures take place in this world, extreme measures need to take place in the spiritual realm. We have to believe God, take him at his word, speak his word, decree it, declare it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Amen. We have to. We must. That's the time that we're living in, and we must. Hallelujah. Take it to the extreme, because we are blessed, extremely blessed. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even recognize how blessed we are of being, and the blessing comes with thanking and praising. Hallelujah. Being thankful at all times, not just a certain time of the year, all times. I thank the Lord. Amen. So just become extreme so you can be extremely well. Yes. Extremely prosperous, yes, and extremely blessed. Thank God. I thank him, amen, for his gift of being thankful. It's a gift, I think, to be thankful, because you can be around so many people, and we can look in our situations and find so many things to complain about. You can be around so many people that are constantly complaining. But the Lord has given me an anointing. I'm going to say that's what it is, because it's him, to disperse that negativity. I do it sometimes I don't even recognize I'm doing it. And I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings. I know he has me doing it in love, because that's my attitude. That's what's in me, love. And that's what's going to come out. And sometimes people will get mad at you for that. But it's okay. As long as we're obeying. Hallelujah. We just talked, read that in the scripture. Obeying what the word says. Amen. So I just thank God this morning for his time. Hallelujah. How he's encouraging us to remember. Hallelujah. Being thankful in the gift and the blessing. Because we are blessed. Hallelujah. So we have to bless the Lord. Amen. We have to. Amen. We must. Amen. That's what's in our mouth. Hallelujah. A miracle is in our mouth. Are we speaking those miracles out? It was a miracle when we woke up this morning. Amen. God gave us new life. The sun rose. God was faithful to rise the sun again. Amen. So much to be thankful for. Amen. Sometimes some people that we're maybe talking to right now don't know where the next shelter is going to be. But God does. He's already worked it out. He's already provided the way. Amen. One young lady, I told her, you will not be homeless. You will not be. So we're going to dispel those words right out of from your mouth right now. The devil is a liar. So we have to just be in that place. Stay in that place to be the encourager for the nations that God has us speaking to today. Amen. To God be the glory. I thank you for your time once again. I'm going to unmute the lines. If any of you may have a question or comment pertaining to the message or a prayer request, I will be glad to pray for you. I'll pray for that request. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I really, really and truly was encouraged by the word on this morning. Every Sunday I want to get up and get on the radio so I can hear, and sometimes I miss it and I get so disappointed. So I've been setting my alarm clock so that I can get up. And I thank God that when it went off this morning, I didn't linger in the bed. I got straight up and got in position to hear the word, and I just praise God for it on this morning. And I also want to say that in the word, as you were speaking, I was just talking about, well, I was saying in my head that I'm so grateful that not only can I hear the word from you and receive it from you, with you being a really close friend of mine, I can see in all of this that you are, like you were saying this morning, a gift to me and a gift to so many. And I just want to say that I just thank God for how when I talk to you, I'm always encouraged by something that you are speaking of, because like you said, you go directly to the word, and the word of God is always in your mouth. And I just praise God for this early morning, Sunday morning broadcast, and that I'm able to participate in it. And I just praise God for it. And I know that from this, not only am I going to be blessed, but others are going to be blessed. So I'm just praising God for it on this morning. And God bless you. Have a great day.
Amen. God bless you too, sister. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Any other comment or prayer request? Thank you, Jesus.
I do have a prayer request.
Okay.
I do have a prayer request. I'm sorry. And I have a cousin. Her name is Jaquetta Anque, and she needs prayer right now. She's going through some challenges, and right now she does have a place that right now to have shelter and stay away from, you know, the cold. But however, this is how she sees her life as being in shambles right now, because she's lost so much of so much stuff. And we're just praying for her to be encouraged, that she comes out of this with being closer to the Lord, and that she's able to rebuild things that she has lost. So just pray for her and her family. Thank you.
Amen. Will do. Yes. Praise God. Praising God and thanking God in advance. Any other prayer requests? Now we're going to close out in prayer. Let us bow our heads as we join together and just believe God and thank him. Father, we just come to you saying thank you once again. You are faithful. You're good all the time, and we thank you for that, God. We can't rob you of who you are. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we know you're sitting high and you look low. You see all that's going on, and God, we just thank you. We choose to bless you. We choose to give you the glory and the honor and the praise, not sometimes, but continuously. The fruit, hallelujah, of our praises, your praises will be on our lips. God, we thank you for that this morning. God, we just give you praise right now as we come in together and we stand in agreement, hallelujah, with Jaquetta Anque, another sister, God, hallelujah, a family member of our Elder Deborah Sharp, oh God. We're thanking you, Lord God, that you're touching her even now, God, at the very point of her need, God. We thank you that you're ministering to her spirit, man, God, hallelujah, that you're getting in her day vision or night vision, even in this time of feeling lack and losing all, God. You are the God that will restore and recover all, God. But during this time, God, we thank you for what you're doing in her heart. We thank her heart of hearts, oh God, not the pumping heart, but the inner man. God, we thank you that you're doing a new thing in her, even now, God, as you're taking her through, and you will bring her out, God. We're praying, we're believing, hallelujah, with her and with our sister Deborah, God. We thank you, Lord God. We know you're doing the work. Hallelujah. Even now it started at the time of this. You have a way of drawing and pulling us to you. Sometimes it may be little Damascus Road experiences, but God, you know what to do to yank our chain, to get us in a place. Or you don't do it, but you allow it. You are giving, God. Hallelujah. But you allow things to happen that we can fall on our faces and begin to seek you first in all our ways. Hallelujah. You said when we do that, that you would direct our path. And God, we thank you for directing the path of Jaquetta. And God, if I'm messing up her name, you know how I am about names. God, we thank you, Lord God. You know the name spoken out into the atmosphere, God. We thank you, Lord God, that she will hold her head up even during this time. You got her covered, oh God. Her front or back family members are helping, oh God, and helping to encourage her, God. Keep her encouraged even the more, God. I even want to call out Janet Harrison to you, Lord God. She's in a similar situation, God. Just call her up before you, God. And we thank you that you're working all things out for the both of them in the mighty name of Jesus. You know all the details. You know all the particulars, oh God. And we thank you that you're concerned about it all. You said anything that's a concern to us, it's a concern to you. And we thank you. We put every part of these concerns in your hands. Any other concern, anyone else that may have that's connected or listening to this broadcast, God, whatever the need is, you already met it. As a matter of fact, you superseded it because you said you would do things exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, according to that power that's at work on the inside of us. And we know your Holy Spirit power is at work. Hallelujah. We're decreeing and declaring your word in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go about the rest of this day, God, we thank you. We may be departing one another's broadcast of presence, but God, never yours. You always go with us. You go before us, as a matter of fact. You prepare the way. We loose our ministering spirits, the angelic host, to go forth before us. Prepare the way. Make every crooked path straight. Smooth out all the rough edges concerning our lives and Jaquetta and Janet. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for travels of mercy. Hallelujah. Thankful to you, God, for this week of Thanksgiving, oh God. As families may come together, God, however it's doing, God. Let it not just be about a good meal and eating, but let it be about a reflection of thankfulness of who you are.
because it's all about you, Jesus. And we thank you for that. We just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor because it all belongs to you. I speak God's shalom peace to you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shalom, shalom, and God bless.